For the survivors of child sexual abuse, the victims and their families who gave evidence to the inquiry, the final report brought tears, joy and some trepidation about what lies ahead. Many want other states to adopt the inquiry's recommendations. Alison Caldwell reports.
The survivors of sexual abuse who were inside the Victorian Parliament today, as the report was handed down, described it as an historic and wonderful moment. Many say today's recommendations will go a long way towards protecting children.
I think I feel particularly euphoric that we've got to this point. No doubt about that. And I feel great trepidation about the steps from now on. There are some big organisations out there who are going to be trying to protect their wealth, because this has always been about the wealth and reputation of organisations like the Salvation Army, the Catholic Church, and others.
Anthony and Chrissy Foster's two daughters, Emma and Katie, were repeatedly raped by their parish priest at their primary school in Melbourne's southeast. The Catholic Church had received numerous complaints about the priest, dating back to the 1940s, but no action was ever taken. Emma Foster eventually committed suicide. Katie was seriously disabled when she was hit by a car after binge drinking and now requires 24-hour care. Anthony Foster says the committee has listened to their concerns.
I have confidence that this government, after reading the report, has a firm basis to implement everything that we wanted before this inquiry started.
Anthony, one of the things that you and Chrissy were looking for was this ability for all victims to access the court system, the justice system, to be able to sue, basically, for compensation.
Well, what's in the report is an indication that all organisations that receive government funding from now on will have to be incorporated and insured. And that implies accessible to the legal system. Now, I think that's been heard loud and clear by the committee. I think it's been heard loud and clear by the government. I think that will happen. That's an important step.
They've recommended that organisations be, basically, it would be an offence not to report cases of abuse to the police. Is that going to make a big difference?
I think that helps, because I think that then opens up people who don't report to sanctions if they don't. Carrots and sticks are one thing, but we need a culture of reporting transparently about child abuse.
For the whistleblowers and individuals who raised the issue publicly and whose concerns repeatedly fell on deaf ears, today's report brings a sense of vindication. The group Broken Rights raised the issue of child sexual abuse in the Catholic Church in the Victorian Parliament 20 years ago. Dr. Bernard Barrett says the recommendation to amend the statute of limitations by excluding criminal child abuse will make an enormous difference to victims.
As we know, it takes people many, many years to get around to coming forward.
If it does all go through, do you think this will make basically society a safer place for children?
I think so. It remains to be seen if the Victorian government will implement all these recommendations, and there's to be an election, a state election in Victoria next year, so this may influence the present government to perhaps tone down its reforms so as not to alienate, some of the voters.
The Victorian inquiry didn't extend to abuse at government-run institutions. Leonie Sheedy is the co-founder of CLAN, the Care Leavers Network Australia, which represents victims of sexual abuse in orphanages, children's homes, foster care and other institutions. She welcomes the report and says she hopes other states will adopt the recommendations.
There should be national legislation. If you've been abused and traumatised in an orphanage or children's home in this country, you should have the same rights to justice all over this country.
The co-founder of CLAN, the Care Leavers Australia Network, Leonie Sheedy, ending Alison Caldwell's report.